Anonymous Four is an all-female vocal quartet. They're known for bringing medieval music to modern audiences. But on their 25th anniversary, they've commissioned Pulitzer Prize-winning composer David Lang to write a new piece for them. The piece is called Love Fail, and it has its New York premiere this evening at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Jeff London reports.
When Anonymous Four approached David Lang to write some music for them, he didn't need any convincing. He was already a big fan.
I really like the fact that they had dedicated themselves to keeping alive this music from, 800 years ago, and that this music is really at the core of a lot of things that we think of and believe still as musicians today. And I wondered what it would be like to design a project for them that would be about the collision between modern things and the old world where they normally live.
Lang has drawn his inspiration for Love Fail from the medieval story of the doomed lovers Tristan and Isolde. Their tale has been subject of music and literature for centuries. Lang has looked at different versions, stripped them to their essence, and juxtaposed them with some writings by contemporary poet Lydia Davis. The result is less a narrative than a series of musings on how mythology and our own relationships today mirror one another.
The things in our life that cause us to fight with our loved ones, the things that really upset us, the things that really make us miserable are not dragons and love potions and, betrayed honor and sorcery. They really are things that are much more ordinary and much more normal. And yet, because they're ours, they actually have much more power to do damage to us.
Jacqueline Horner Quiatek, a member of Anonymous Four, says she admires David Lang's juxtaposition of the ancient and contemporary in the piece.
I think that he just got very inspired by this idea of the fact that whether it was then or whether it's now, some themes are universal, something never changes.
Right.
As beautiful as Anonymous Four's vocal blend is, Lang wanted to find ways to highlight each of the singers over the course of this hour-long piece.
One of the things that I really wanted to take advantage of was the fact that they're so different individually than they are together. So there are moments of this piece that have this kind of intense homophony where they're called upon to blend the way they have been blending for 800 years. They're solos and duos and things that really shine lights on them as individual characters. And I wrote those specifically for them, not only just as voice types, but also as people.
One of the solos for Jacqueline Horner Quiatek comes right before the final moments of the piece. It's called If I Have to Drown.
If you're in a relationship with somebody, and in a committed relationship with somebody, whatever happens to you happens to them. If I have to drown, then you have to drown. If I have to starve, then you have to starve. If God wills it. It's just me. There's nothing. There's no percussion. There's nobody else singing. And it's just one of those very direct, just very statements. It's not, maybe that happens. Maybe that should happen. It's, that's the way it is.
If I have to be devoured, I know that you will be devoured.
While Love Fail is, at its heart, a concert, David Lang has brought several theatrical levels to it. There's a video with medieval imagery. The text is projected. The singers wear costumes and occasionally play percussion instruments. And the light shifts with the musical mood.
You know, Anonymous Four, they're not actors. They don't want to walk around. You don't want them to talk or play with props. You know, what do? They sing beautifully. And, you know, to me, the things that are most powerful about them are they look at each other while they sing. They smile at each other. They breathe together. You know, the things that they do together, those things should be magnified. Those things should be meaningful, you know, and we should see that. We shouldn't do anything theatrically that would take away from that.
And ultimately, Lang hopes that audiences will be moved by the universal themes in Love Fail, whether joyous or sad.
My love will end, my life will end, and all the lives and loves of the people around us will. And why shouldn't our art reflect the world we live in and not the world that we remember through mythology?
Love Fail opens tonight at the Bam Harvey Theater in Brooklyn. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montagne is back with me tomorrow. I'm David Greene.
It is.